Russian hackers are at it again. A group linked to Russian intelligence got into an email account that was used by the State Department's International Group USAID. With access to that account, Microsoft says the hackers were able to launch phishing attacks on some 3,000 email accounts at more than 150 organizations around the world. Stephen Adair runs a cybersecurity firm called Velexity, which detected the attack, and he joins us now. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
To the degree that you're able, can you explain what happened?
Yeah, so what happened is kind of an attack called spear phishing. And, you know, as you kind of mentioned, it involved USAID. So attackers that we track and tie to being sourced out of Russia gained access to a kind of system called Constant Contact. It's where a lot of different organizations use to kind of manage and, you know, send emails out to different organizations and different recipients. And the account they got access to, using, you know, United States government email address, they sent out email messages purporting to be from USAID about election fraud, and specifically themed about Donald Trump releasing, you know, documents about election fraud. Kind of sent this salacious type lure to, as kind of Microsoft said, you know, thousands of email addresses and hundreds of organizations around the world.
So those are some very sensitive communications, I have to imagine. I mean, what kind of data could have been compromised as a result of this hack?
Yeah, so they would gain access to the computer of the user that had been targeted. And the campaign was a bit broad in the sense not everyone who is, you know, the email was sent to is necessarily someone or an individual working on something that, you know, necessarily the most sensitive type of activity for an organization. But these attackers, they're kind of very adept and very skilled at, you know, turning a foothold or initial entry point into a wider breach. So, you know, this is basically about getting broader access. So, you know, it might go to someone who is, you'd think a typical target, or it could be someone who works in like the finance department or marketing or other things that may not have, you know, their typical day-to-day may not be in that public policy or that sensitive data. But once they get access to that machine, they will then try to turn that to compromising other systems on the network, getting information that lets them launch further attacks and kind of basically spread their access and kind of get a broader ranging level of access. And that's exactly what, you know, we believe this was kind of, you know, what they try to do with this.
So this, as you noted, was an account at an email marketing service, Constant Contact. We should just say Constant Contact is a funder of NPR. But it was an account that was being used by the State Department. So it was through the U.S. government that the hackers were able to get access. Does that mean that the federal government hasn't done enough to secure its accounts and servers?
Yeah, and it's a hard to answer. I mean, if you took the broad footprint of, you know, every different agency, every different email and every avenue that's authorized, I mean, obviously, you know, you don't want this to happen. And could something have different been done? Could have been a two-factor? Could there have been a stronger password or things like that? You know, that's the answer is maybe. I would say at the same time, this type of activity or, you know, this type of access absolutely does not surprise us that, you know, someone would be able to get that.
So, I mean, we just have to prepare ourselves for more of these attacks.
Yeah, so I definitely agree with that. So, you know, I think DHS, like CISA, the U.S. government in general, the private sector, I mean, I think a lot of people have been moving in the right direction with, you know, improving security. But, you know, it's a game of cat and mouse, right? So you prepare and prepare and prepare, and someone always finds like a new way around things. But I think the bar is being continuously raised. But this particular attack, you know, it's not necessarily overly advanced, right? They use some lower level tactics of this. Hey, Donald Trump released a document. You have to open this. You have to kind of self-inflict. But when you do it at scale and you send this out to thousands of organizations, and you can kind of do that whenever you want. They could launch another attack tomorrow. They could do it next week. They could do this kind of like at will. You're going to land. You're going to throw the fishing line. You're going to catch something. And that's definitely what they're counting on. And they've definitely been successful at. So I think preparation and continued vigilance and improving security is a bar that everyone needs to, you know, always have like a, like moving, it's not a static thing or something you can be stagnant on, whether it's the U.S. government or, you know, small organizations or even individuals personally with their security. But yeah, I would say prepare, but this, you know, it's definitely going to continue and they're going to obviously they've had a lot of success with, you know, stealing data and breaching organizations. And I think this will be no exception and probably likely continue, unfortunately.
Stephen Adair from the cybersecurity firm Velexity. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good day.